the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
6 minutes past nine, live! Unless you're listening to a podcast, in which case, a very small chance that it's 6 minutes past nine, but it's feasible. Vinny White with you on the radio. You've probably got that latter bit of that already. And what do you need to know? It's a good radio show. I'm a bit biased, but stick with it. You might even feel the same way. 416-872-1010 is the phone number. You can phone about anything you like whenever you feel the need. I mean, within reason. If you need marriage guidance or something like that, I'll be terrible. I really wouldn't use me. You may hear a distant cough. I brought in a homeless person because I felt sorry for him out there. Hello, mate. What's your name?
My name's Pei.
Oh, yeah, it's you. Forgot. Pei, who did the former show, is here. Are you all right? Because you're coughing.
I was coughing. I just started choking on some water, but I didn't realize how much beer was left in this bottle. I had no idea. It was just over here. Look at this massive bottle of winter ale, Great Lakes Brewery.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, I'm not at all. I'm just amazed that there's this.
It just sounded like audio product placement. It's, you know what I mean? It sounded like this. Look at this in the studio. Oh, here's a refreshing can of Pepsi.
That's right.
And carbonated beverage that will really make you feel better.
Well, I'm going to pour it out, unless you want it.
Well, you can pour it out into a glass, yes.
And then pour it out down your throat? Is that what you mean?
If you tip beer down a sink in front of me, I will do everything
well,
in my power.
Well, you wanted
to
me to get rid of all the stuff that was left over from my show.
No, not a full bottle. I'm just wanting you to clear
all right.
The...
Oh, there you go.
All I wanted you to do,
happy holidays,
for those that don't know, is to clear out the 3 mugs of noodles that you'd left around
the
place.
It was wonderful food. All right, what's happening?
Well, if you would just pipe down for 2 moments, I shall tell the beloved listener exactly what's coming up. I'm on till 10. My name is Vinny White. Quick, in case you've never heard the show before, I've been here for 7 years. I do radio. I'm originally from England. And we talk about all kinds of things, including what happened to me this week. We'll start with that. Do you want to hang out for a little bit and have a beer with me?
No.
So why are you sitting there and offering me beer, exactly?
I was giving it to you.
Yeah, but do you want to hang out and...
Oh, I said I would stay for a few minutes. Okay. What are we talking about?
It's good to see you paying attention. All right, so I want to talk about what I did this weekend. I threw a party on Friday night. I say that. I did it with a lot of other people for a charity. And it's been a long time since I've done this. I DJ'd.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind of music did you play?
Well, I felt a bit cocky because the first First guy came on and did sort of a nice sort of housey set. And then we had a live act. And it was a busy gallery. It was called the Brockton Gallery here in Toronto. And it was a party to raise money for a charity called Blank Canvases, which help children get into art and
nice.
Perhaps take them away from a troubling potential life. Who could say? So it's a very positive and groovy thing to do. And because it was, the theme was to create a painting. Because it was sort of affiliated with the whole art thing. So Currys, the fantastic supplier of art materials, very kindly sponsored it. And so we had a canvas that was probably, I would say, somewhere in the region of 40 feet long.
Wow.
On the wall. And it was blank, of course. Enormous, great thing. And the idea was that you turned up and had a few beers, listened to the music, and picked up a paintbrush and painted whatever you want. So it's a great idea, and I think you're going to do it again next year. And a good backdrop for DJing, because the pressure wasn't on to do a killer set.
Right.
Because everyone was too busy painting anyway. But I was a bit drunk, and I got a bit...
Oh, there's... You know, this just plays like Groundhog Day. I don't come in every week, but there was a period of time when I just felt like whenever I was in here... The conversation we had was the exact same one we had the week before.
Yeah.
So this is now taking me back to about a month ago.
Yeah.
When every time you start a story about your weekend or what you did the night before, it usually starts with, I had a few, or I was a bit drunk.
Sorry,
so continue.
Was that an attempt at an injection, or did you just have a hernia?
No. I was a bit drunk. Why are you taking your shirt off?
We've got another one underneath. For goodness sake, can we keep some of the illusion of radio to ourselves? I'm trying desperately to do things that... sweaty pits to that don't involve a visual reference point. Although if you want to look at me on camera, A, it's incredibly disappointing, and B, it's available at newstalk1010.com. All right, so I did this party. I got a bit drunk. Shoot me. It was free booze. What are you going to do? The mayor's done a lot worse, let's be honest, but we won't mention him again this week, apart from in song later. there's something to look forward to. I got a bit drunk. I played some of these tracks. I'll mention a few that I played. Would you have gone mental to this? The Prodigy, Poison. Okay, not looking good.
Oh, I thought we were playing a song.
I'm not going to play it. I'm just asking you if you would have been happy with it.
Sure. I can't even think of it off the top of my head.
Okay. Mumford & Sons, do you like them?
I'm okay with them. They have some nice tunes.
I did some old school hip hop. I played.
Oh, I like old school hip hop.
You can't go wrong in Toronto. People love that.
No, people love old school hip hop.
That was the biggest response. I played Rob Bass, It Takes Two. People went crazy.
Yeah.
And I did a bit of House of Pain and
that's a good one.
Cypress Hill.
Jump Around.
Yeah. Cypress Hill. At the point that I was playing Cypress Hill and then I realized there were swear words in it and there was quite a few kids still there at that point.
Oh, they've heard it before.
You know what? I think kids today, they're exposed to all that, aren't they? It's in song, so it's not that bad. And by the way, I didn't write it. I'm just playing it.
Yeah, that's
right. Don't shoot the messenger. For that reason, I'll be playing disgusting music for the rest of the evening. No, it was good. But then at one point, I got a bit cocky. I was a bit drunk. And the association was with the Walnut Art Gallery. Now, because of my accent, I've always had a bit of trouble saying walnut and being understood. Whenever I order a taxi to go to the Walnut Art Gallery, they always drop me off at Walmart. Very upsetting. And I don't know why I didn't think about this, because at one point, I dipped the music, and because it was all in aid of and being represented by Walnut in North America. Walnut, which is awesome. Oh my God, awesome walnut, right? I should just do this forever. Honestly, it would make my life so much easier.
You sound like a Valley girl.
I know, and a lot of people say I sound a bit like a gay pilot. But
pilot?
Yeah, they always say because it's really
nice. Where did the pilot part come
from? I'll tell you why, because I sound really nasal, so it sounds like I'm a pilot. Welcome to flight A440. This is going to, you know, because
can you tell me we're cruising at like 30,000 feet?
We're currently not really, no.
That's a tough word.
Apparently not. We're currently cruising at 30,000 feet. If you look out your right-hand side, you'll see Greenland as we're coming over the Arctic Circle. Actually, that sounded a bit more like Kermit the Frog at the end, didn't it?
A little bit.
Anyway, the point of this fairly long-winded and painfully boring story is that at one point I decided I would dip the microphone and say, when I say wall, you say nut. And because I was a bit drunk, I was convinced that everyone would go absolutely mental. So I said, when I say wall, you say nut. Turn the music down. Nothing. Nothing. I thought, never give up. I've seen people do this. I said, that's not loud enough. When I say wall, you say nut. Wall. Turn the music down. Nothing. It was one of those moments when you think, I thought for a minute there I was cool.
Oh, well, probably not even a whole minute.
You know what I should do is I should have you around permanently to knock me down so that if ever I get under the stupid influence of actually having any self-confidence, I could look like at you and say, hey, I was thinking about using this microphone to get the crowd going, and you'd say, don't embarrass yourself.
Your confidence comes in a bottle of which you just opened, a giant bottle that I put a cap on of some sort of craft beer.
I've never had beer and done a radio show at the same time, so this is a first.
First time for everything.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? I have a feeling your tolerance is actually quite high.
You can shut up because you always drink on the air. I don't think I've seen you do a show where you haven't conveniently asked someone in who represents an area of alcohol sales in Toronto and then wobbled out the door like you've been Rob Ford in his basement.
Which is where I'm going next.
Sorry, I forgot. I'm not supposed to mention his name. Sorry. Oh, I said I'd do a show without talking about him apart from
insult. And you ruined it already. Only a couple minutes in.
Actually, I would like to talk to you about that man just briefly without trying to mention his name. Last week, did you hear my show?
Nope.
Thanks, Paige. You know, I can always rely on you.
I am on my way home. You want to talk about the song, right?
Yes.
I heard the last 10 minutes of your show. Because when I got home, I was able to put it on. Because when I leave here, I have to take a subway and then a streetcar and then walk. It's a bit of a trek.
Fair enough.
So by the time I get home, if I'm lucky, I might get the last 10 minutes of your show. So I heard some horrid screaming. I didn't know what it was.
Can't have been News Talk 1010.
What was your song?
Jerry Agar. He does that for a living. apologies to Jerry. So, yeah, I did a song. And I don't know what to make of this, because since I did it, it was a ripoff of What Does the Fox Say? And since I did it, I found out that, A, it was stolen or borrowed, or we both thought of the same thing, by This Hour Has 22 Minutes this week.
Oh.
And what really upset me is another radio station. Can I talk? Can I say other radio stations' names? Yeah. The Edge blatantly ripped it off. Blatantly.
But they use the same words,
apparently,
the same lyrics?
I don't get up in the morning because that would be a ludicrous thing to do. But in the Dean Blundell show, they used the same lyrics, which, by the way, I made public on Facebook. So they went to my Facebook page, they looked at the lyrics, they stole them, they re-sang it and took the credit.
Were the lyrics definitely something that they could not have come up with
yes.
on their own?
Yeah, I've got, honestly, you wouldn't believe how many text messages I got. And by the way, thanks, by the way, listeners, for listening to other radio stations. Traitors.
So your friends text you? Or right. did you give your cell phone out to people on air?
Friends.
Your and friends I, text you because they heard it.
Yeah. Loads of them. And then some people...
You don't have loads of friends.
All right. Two. And my mum. All right. Only my mum. My mum is my only friend. Why do you always do this? I'm going to have a meltdown. Yeah. So anyway. But I said last week I would complete the song and finish it and sing it in its entirety. And I was wondering if you'd like to help me now to sing it.
No. I heard part of it last week.
Do you want to help me with it? Sort of backing vocals?
I don't even know the lyrics.
I've got them written down here. You can come over and help.
I have to stand next to you.
Well, being that I can't remember them, you have to come next to me, yeah.
Can I proofread them first?
Sure, yeah.
Did you contact the show and tell them that they stole your song? Did you call them out?
I'm not really that bothered about it. I've called them out now. I'm not actually going to phone them up and try
Did you not? Like, I would have sent a message like, hey guys, nice song. Heard it last night.
No, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not actually that man. I'm not going to threaten legal action and do
nothing
about it.
No, you're not. Well, no, but I mean to say like, hey, guess what? Thanks for having good taste.
Yeah. No.
This is a lot of words.
Okay. Well, if you want to see a man sweat a bit on radio and do it live, because I didn't pre-record it, I'll do it now if you want.
Is this your tune?
And I finished it with the help of some News Talk 1010 listeners who helped me write the last verse.
That's very nice.
Do you want to hear it?
All right.
All right. It's quite tiring. And no doubt you'll criticize it enormously afterwards. Ready when you are.
00x uploaded.
Save the tax, stop the train. Don't let taxes rise again. Build subways, screw bike lanes. Cyclists ask for death anyway.
Asking for it.
Star says resign.
Resign.
The sun says it too. But your brother says, what will you do?
What will you do?
What will you do?
What will you do?
Well, what does the man say?
That's
what
boring.
Does the man say?
Everyone has just stopped listening.
I think that happened about 8 o'clock. What does the man say? This bit needs a bit of work, I appreciate it.
I didn't even know you were saying crack. I thought you were just making chicken sounds. I really did. I didn't have no idea.
Hush, hush. Another verse coming. Big blue eyes, you've got a big red face. Some say that you are a disgrace. A big necklace, a big black car, and no sign of a driver. Your face is red. Is it the booze? You're an angel in disguise. But when you meet a journalist and you're confronted with a mic, you say anything you bloody like. Even references to cats. You know what I'm saying. You smoked!
Stop it. I'm leaving now. This is frightful. This is terrible. This is what you made me stay here for. I'm scared.
We wouldn't believe it. So far, two text messages say best song ever. Fact.
Was that your mum?
Yes.
Well, was that your 40-year-old friend that goes to the club with you and spends $100?
New verse coming.
Okay, I'm going now. Bye.
Oh, you won't go away. Not even on vacation. You could punch a rabbit and there would still be a Ford Nation. What is your secret? Will we ever know? Why do voters love you? Do you deal them blows? when you push her counselor over, which was quite weird, but he did pick her up.
Robbie, they love you, they love you. Why is Paychen walking out of the studio?
This song is longer than Stairway to Heaven. I'd be home by now.
Yeah, it needs a bit of work. So let's do that again next week and the week after and the week after.
There will not be, no, there will be not be doing any of that next week.
Elliot, I'm sure I've said this before. Please never turn your microphone on and applaud on your own. It makes it sound more tragic than we all know it was.
Sorry.
I hate it when he does that. It's like when I do a good joke, I see him and he's like, oh, that's very funny. You know when people do that?
Yay!
All right, have you criticised me enough now?
I didn't criticise, just commented.
You need to use the microphone.
I was not criticising, I was merely commenting and observing.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you here, I think. Not sure, actually, to be honest. I've got a secret philosophy that you're actually desperately in love with me, and that's why you're critical.
You know what? You keep believing that. I would like anyone to agrees with you to call in next week, next Sunday at 8.
Oh, you watch these phone lines line up. Do you think that Paychen's in love with me? 416-872-1010. Come on, we all remember school. We used to attack the girls in the playground that we fancied. It's just an adult version of that. Go on, off you go. Off you go. Mime doesn't work on the radio, Pay. You can't pretend to pour a drink over me. Right, bugger off. Nice to see you. If you think Pay's in love with me, call me on 416-872-1010 and text 71010 and say, yes, Pay's clearly in love with you. I think she sometimes forgets the rules of radio. I think she does like half of the show with me and barely remembers to turn the microphone on. I've got a call here, Elliot. I'm just going to say, oh, God, the phones have gone mad. So I want to know if this is true. Hello, this is News Talk 1010. Who's this?
Vinny?
Yeah.
I served in the military and I did the psychology. I can read talking behavior and talking language, buddy. Mm. She wants to have you badly.
Thank you very much. It's a fact, isn't it? And she can't say that you're my mother unless my mother has had a sex change and comes from a different part of the world. Thank you. I'll keep taking your calls on this. Do you think that Pay's in love with me? 416-872-1010. Hello?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In a lovely way, Vinny. You're a charming guy. And you kicked me off your site because I said I didn't like techno music, but I don't hold it against you.
Oh, you're a fine man.
Don't worry, buddy. You're wonderful. You're such an outgoing, nice personality. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice on a Sunday. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Very all kind right, of you. Hello, Vinny speaking.
Hi, Vinny. It's Lynn.
Mm.
I have to say, I was a psych nurse for 20 years, and I find you absolutely hilarious. And yes, she is in love with you, but so am I. But maybe that's because I worked on a psych floor. But you crack me up.
I like that. I love that as a sort of prefix of a compliment. I've worked with a lot of people that have mental health issues. And you, Vinny, I really do like as one of them. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Take care, darling.
Thank you.
Bye. So there you are, 3 out of 3. It's conclusive. Pay's in love with me. She might not even have known it herself. Well, how embarrassing when she hears this back. Whilst I would imagine playing Blondie's I Touch Myself and following out the lyrics. All right, 416-872-1010. If you want to phone in on anything, we don't have to talk about that. Can I have a quick rant? I went clubbing last night. I don't want to talk about the idiocy of me, a man in my 30s, going clubbing. Although, let's be honest, perhaps I should knock it on the head. I did find it a terrible experience. I went to a club called Everly, and I don't want to put it down too much. I'm going to put it down and then put it up and sort of probably balance out somewhere in the middle. First of all, you shouldn't pay $20 to get into a club, but then I paid it. So, you know, can't really have a go at the club, can I? I'm the idiot that paid it, and I'm the idiot that queued up, and it was minus, I don't know, 10 or something. I'm that guy, so fair enough. They're getting away with it. This is a corporate capitalist world, and they have every right to do so. But I do want a quick rant about that. $20 seems a lot. But what really upset me last night was just, the inanity of the conversation. It was a friend of mine was in a hen do. Do you call it a hen do?
Yeah.
What's a hen? What's it? What's the opposite of a bachelor party?
I can't even think of it.
Is it a hen party?
I was going to say a stag, yes, but I don't think it's that either.
He's just making up words. As Elliot there, making up words, as he does all the time. It's a hen party, is it?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm having one of those. I don't know what country I'm in moments. Anyway, you know what I mean. The opposite. When women get together and one of them gets married, I was with some gentlemen, but they had associations with these ladies, and I sat down for a chat. For a chat, for goodness sake. I didn't know that was criminal. She says to me, and what do? You know when people open with that? She didn't have an English accent, but she did it in that kind of, way. That sort of, who on earth are you? It's almost as if I'd just like fallen off her shoe. And so I said what I did. I never say this job because, let's be honest, I don't do this job that much. I cover Jim Richards. I do this once a week and I do a little bit of other stuff on the radio, but not a lot. I don't like saying I'm a talk DJ because then everyone's like, all right, you must be really good at conversation. And then I bitterly let them down. So I always tell them what I do. But my other job, which is making canvas prints, not making, you know, members of royalty from canvas, making canvas prints, which you can buy one if you want at MrPhotoCanvas.com. That's MrPhotoCanvas.com. Are you looking for a Christmas gift? Then go to MrPhotoCanvas.com. The best value canvas printing from a fine man in the whole of Toronto. So that's that. And I told her about that and she thought that was pathetic. Her face thought it was pathetic. I presume she thought it was pathetic. She said that was interesting. But you know when people go, oh, that's interesting. Which, by the way, if anyone ever says anything's interesting, they're not interested. Because if you're really interested, then you say, oh, tell me more about that. And, oh, what kind of printer do you use? And who are your customers? And where do you sell these things? And what's your website? And you don't say, oh, that's interesting. And then carry on drinking heavily, which is what she was doing. So at this point, I started feeling terribly unconfident. Perhaps as Pei Chen does on a weekly basis, slowly puts me through a ringer and crushes me until I'm nothing more than a fragile, weak excuse of my former self. And so we were doing that. We had a bit of a chat about that. And then she said, and I quote, and who do you know here? And now there's a club full of 300 people. And I knew quite a few of them. So I was like, oh, I know Vic. And I know, you know, your man there, Bob. And this guy over here. And she says, no, I mean in this circle. Now, I don't know what you want me to do. Because I know Claire there. So I say, I know Claire. And she's like, and how do you know her? But she didn't do it in that interested way. In that kind of, why on earth are you sitting here at this VIP area, because they had a wee booth, you know, with a bottle of Grey Goose in the middle, which, by the way, cost $2.5 million a bottle if you're in a nightclub. And of course, the tip on that, because you have to tip someone for pouring you the vodka that you've paid 18 times too much for, is very high. So anyway, I think she thought maybe I was in it for the booze or something. I don't know. She didn't like me. So I'll tell you what I did. I did an interesting social experiment. I told her I was gay. And I've never done it before. The act or the statement, but I decided it would be a good idea to say I was gay. And everything changed. It was really interesting. I said, I know Claire. She goes, how do you know her? And how do you know her? I said, well, I'm friends with her. She goes, friends? And I said, yeah, it's nothing more than that. I'm gay. Now, in reality, it is nothing more than that, but I'm not gay. But I thought I'd give it a go. Just to see what happened. Frankly, I was doing it to amuse myself because she was boring the life out of me and the conversation had become somewhat stagnant and painful, like a pond. Actually, not the pond doesn't even do it justice. It was worse than that. It was like a pond with a dead albatross in it. You know what I'm saying? So, tell you what, I'm enjoying drinking this beer and talking. It's brilliant. I'm going to do this show with a bottle of beer every week. And it's Pei's fault if you're listening, Mike, my boss. So there you go. And we were having a chat, and she totally changed everything. And these are the things I noticed when I said that I was gay. Much more trust. She physically moved closer to me, which I don't know what that says about me. Maybe I have some sort of perverse front. And then, of course, there were less questions about wealth and status. All those decimated. And then giggles and giggles. And she even told me about her friend's menstrual cycle, which, I, by the way, was not something that I was inquiring about. But she told me that the hen, or the mother hen, whatever the bride-to-be is called, was currently having a difficult night because this was her due and she was on a menstrual cycle. Now, I don't know if women think that gay men also have a menstrual cycle. As far as I'm aware, they don't. I'm sure they're somewhat more sympathetic than the you know, than the masculine chaps of the world. But she told me about that, and in the end, I had quite a good chat with her. So I suppose if we were going to frame this into a question, do gay guys get it easier in conversation? Is it easier for you guys? I'm from Brighton, which is the south of England, which is the gayest city in Europe, bar one, I believe. And that one, just for interest's sake, is Amsterdam. Per capita, by the way. So there are more gay people in Brighton, the city that I'm from, than every other city per capita in Europe, with the exception of Amsterdam. And quite often, you see a hen do, or whatever you call it, a hen party or a bachelorette party. There we go. Wasn't too painful, was it? A bachelorette party, and there's a token gay guy. Because why not? There's no threat. And I like that. So I'm just wondering, in some respects, maybe gay guys get it easier. Now, there is, of course, the persecution and difficulty of school, and I don't for a moment suggest that it's easy to be gay. I would like to think that it was, and I'd like to think we live in a liberal and groovy society where it's never been easier. And I encourage it all the way. Big, big thumbs up. But I'd like to know, are you gay, and do you have an easier life, do you think? More chats with ladies? Or is it a nightmare? I don't know. I mean, the reason I bring it up is I'm considering it. I've come this far. It's not working out with the ladies. Let's have a go. Mix it up. That's what I say. Never say never. So if you're gay, A, phone me and let me know if you think it's easier. And B, would you like to go out with me? Just, you know, I just want to give it a shot. Never say never. Liberal man, me. So that's that. And the only other rant I'd say on the whole affair is at the end of the night, I wanted a drink of water. Or a drink of water, as you say. I'm desperately trying to change that. Because whenever I ask for a water, the waitress always says, sorry, the server. Because waitress is derogatory. The server always says, you want what? I want water. Anyway, so I asked for a bottle of water at the end. Well, I asked for a glass of water, but don't be so ridiculous. Having paid $20 to get in, $50 million for a bottle of vodka, and being brandished with insulting questions about my status in life, why on earth would anyone give me a free glass of water? Of course not. So they give me a bottle of water, and you know what they gave me? And this is why I'm going to have a moan about the Everly nightclub, and I want this to change, and I'm going to make a campaign about this. They gave me a bottle of Fiji mineral water. Fiji mineral water is the only water that is stocked in this nightclub. And I'm serious about this. It makes me sick. Are you aware that this country has more fresh water than any other country in the world, and yet you're stocking some pretentious, idiotic bottle of water that can't possibly make the world a better place so that I can pay even more for it? Just stock normal water and I'll happily pay. It's not even the money. By the way, it's a Californian company. If you're buying Fiji and thinking all the money goes back to Fiji, you might want to think about it again. They urge consumers to drink their brand to combat climate change, Fiji water. But the firm takes its water from the Yakara Valley on the island of Vitiluvu. This is not from memory, as you can probably imagine. And ships it thousands of miles to Canada. A country, yes, the most fresh water in the world, this one, by far. Analyst claims that producing and developing a litre of bottled water emits hundreds of times as much greenhouse gas as tap water. In 2009, the investigative journalism magazine Mother Jones said its signature bottle was made from Chinese plastic in a diesel-fueled plant. Fiji water provides drinking water, they say, to some of the villages in Fiji. Well, actually, they've been uncovered as lying about the amount of donations that they give. Fiji water enjoys zero tax. And when the government tried to impose one, the government of Fiji, the magazine that reported this article, an investigative magazine, Mother Jones, says it threatened to shut down its factories and move them abroad. And they pay now no tax. So, and by the way, if you think, yeah, but it's the best water, isn't it? No. In 2006, Fiji Water ran an advertisement saying the label says Fiji because it's not bottled in Cleveland. This advert obviously ran in Cleveland. It was taken as an insult by the city's water department. The Cleveland Water Department ran tests comparing a bottle of Fiji water to Cleveland tap water and some other national bottled waters. Fiji water topped the pack when it came to arsenic in the water. So, what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is if I have to pay $20 to go into a nightclub If I have to put up with an inane and painful and difficult, boring, frankly, status anxiety-ridden conversation, and then at the end of the night, feeling mildly drunk, I choose to relax with a bottle of water so I don't wake up with a kicking hangover because I'm in my mid-30s, can you at least serve me a bottle from Canada so I don't feel more guilty about a crap night than I already do? Yeah! God, that felt good. I'll be back in a minute.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
9:41 is the time, live. Hello. I love your text. I've just got around to reading them all. First of all, let's get this right about this term. It is, of course, a hen party here in Canada, says someone. Bachelorette or stagette is what they say here as well, says Maria. Hello to Phil Reed that says, call it what you want, it's always fun. Yeah, it's. I suppose it is. Yeah. Someone else said on the text, how high are you? I'm not high, although I've had a couple of swigs of beer. I think that song might have made me sound like I was high. Someone else said, are you having a seizure? yeah. And so far, 100% of people surveyed say that Paychen loves me. So I think that's a fact. I am now declaring that I will move in with her and have babies. It's the right thing to do. Got to procreate. This species ain't going to live on its own. Hello, Liz. You called me up on 416-872-1010 to say whatever you want.
I called you up on star 8255.
Very good. You should work here with that bit of plugging.
I have been looking forward to your show all day, and I even told a complete stranger while I was sleep Christmas shopping that she should listen to your show tonight. Okay. Listen, Vinny, yeah. There's something I want to share with you. There's a club called the Lula Lounge, okay? And you can go on lula.ca, all right? Mm-hmm. And I want to recommend it to you because there's a very nice age group in there, and they have amazing entertainment. And I want to recommend Tuesday, December the 3rd at 8 o'clock, Dominic Mancuso.
Who's this Dominic guy, Mancuso?
Okay, on Saturday on the Ted Wallison show, he had him on the program. This guy was in a motorcycle accident because he really was aspiring to be a hockey player, he turned to music. And he is phenomenal. The guitar, the voice, everything. He's from Sicily. But there's something I want to tell you, Vinny. Forget about Paychen and everything else. Mm. You're an amazing entertainer, but you have to know how to turn it on and turn it off.
Okay.
You are a gorgeous, handsome, dark, brooding type. And for some reason, you don't want to let that out. Okay? No, you really are stopping yourself from being the kind of man that would have a lot of women coming for to you. So I want you to dress right for this club. I want you to go out and meet a very nice group of women.
Okay. So let me just concentrate. First of all, thank you for the compliments. Let me concentrate on what sort of age group this is, because as previously mentioned, I'm struggling with the nightclubs of today. What are we talking here?
We're talking of people who come from very good backgrounds in various parts of business.
But are they 60? Because I don't.
No. They're between 25 and I would say 40. Okay.
Back of the net.
Yeah, and I know that once you get in there and you start to mingle, there's nothing like a hot Latino woman too. Okay?
Yeah.
But, like I said, don't do the high voice, don't do the giggling, and don't entertain.
I don't know what you mean.
Just sit, just stand back, okay. Observe.
Yeah.
Let them come to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let them come to you.
Yeah. Okay,
you've got what it takes. You're gorgeous. But the thing is, you act like a little boy.
It is my mother. I knew it. Liz, is the Lula Lounge that one that's full of Latino dancing?
Yes, there is dancing at time, but not with this entertainer. Maybe they'll be in between. I don't know. But what I like is that it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Mm. And if I leave between 11 and 12, I can still manage to get up and go to work and look like really alert and really gung-ho to work. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm just a bit scared about it, because if there is any actual genuine dancing, I mean, you think I can be a bit of an idiot when I speak in a high voice. You should see me try and do salsa. I once went to a class.
No, don't worry about it. Get into the middle of the floor where you know nobody's going to be
middle,
watching you.
The middle? Well, no yeah, one's going to be watching. Where'd you get your logic from?
And then you can relax and you can enjoy it.
You're
and just,
laugh.
You know, you know, you always create problems for yourself, and I don't understand why. Because you're a natural and you're very intelligent. You belong to the school of the Mensa. We know that.
Wow, Liz, I don't know where you get these facts, but I'm going to take them. Listen, I went to a salsa lesson once, and a man who presumably used to crush walnuts between his buttocks taught me how to move across the dance floor and dance with a woman. And there were six women, right? And there were six men, and every man danced with every woman, and it was rotating, so every man got to dance with every woman, and then it went back to the original woman. And when I went back to the original woman, she said, and I quote, "Oh God, not you again."
Oh, that wasn't necessary. That, you know, when someone acts like that, you know, just let it slide, because they aren't worth it. That's all. You know, you have to know how to turn the table on them.
Liz, I'm going to the Lula Lounge. You've sold me, baby.
Okay, let me give you the number.
No. All right. You know, go on very quickly, really quickly.
416-588-0307. Listen, you'll do yourself a big favor if you go, and your attitude has to be right when you go that night, okay? You're not the entertainer.
Okay, I've written all these notes down. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Liz. Think she works for the Lula Lounge? I've got a very dubious and sceptical mind when it comes to people like this. No one is that complimentary without a little bit of a plug. That phone number just worked its way in at the end. But she's lovely. I don't know how you would go Christmas shopping and then out of nowhere tell that person, I meant to ask her that, tell that person to listen to this show. How do you do that? Would you like your change in fives or tens? Oh, tens, please. Do you want a bag? Yeah. Right, thanks for shopping at wherever. Okay. Can you listen to Vinnie White tonight? 9 till 10, News Talk 1010. I think you'd really like him. If everyone did that, I'd have a great following. It would be a hell of a lot more beneficial than the Twitter account that I never use. If you want to be bored stiff and see me tweet once every 2 years, then please do follow me on Twitter at Vinnie White. Also, I'm on Facebook, which I do use, Vinnie White. What not to do on an internet date sounds like a very perfect thing to be talking about after that. What a segue. This has been published by Plenty of Fish, a dating website. Well, probably the biggest one, I think. I don't know. I know someone that got married on it. No, I didn't get married on it. That would be weird. You know, hi, what are you doing Tuesday? Want to get married? Bit intense. But he met a woman that he then married. And they've issued this advice on what not to do on an internet date. Apparently there's four things that you shouldn't do. And I thought I'd be helpful, since this has somewhat turned into a love line, by telling you what not to do. First, don't be illiterate. I think that's a given, isn't it? If anyone ever texts me and says, "You're really sexy," without the apostrophe E, I text them back and go, "You're an idiot." And that's why I'm single. Ask a quirky question. What not to do when you're internet dating. Don't ask a quirky question. Karen, the Plenty of Fish advisor, says she was online and a man asked, "Would you rather have carrots for fingers or onions for feet?" Apparently this is a stupid question. I would much rather have had that conversation last night in the nightclub than the one I was having. Another one, the example of quirky questions you shouldn't ask. Would you rather be a penguin in the Sahara or a lion in the Antarctic? Yeah, that is, it's ridiculous. No one cares. And then, of course, there's the oversharers. Don't say things like this. "Hi, I really want to do things with you all night long." Yeah, I mean, although you haven't said it, you've still said it, haven't you? You've still said it. Other stupid questions that are advised to not be asked are questions like this. "Hi, have you ever done anything illegal?" Apparently, Plenty of Fish have been monitoring some of the emails, and someone wrote to someone else, although we don't know who, "I once stole a marble when I was a kid. Because, frankly, it was an awesome marble. It looked like a mini globe, but super shiny. How amazing is that? Have you ever done anything comparatively amazing? I'd be super impressed." I don't know what your answer to that. Maybe I once killed someone for asking a stupid question. That would do. Other stupid questions that have been found across the interweb tubes. Do you have any special talents, or is there anything you can do with a body part that is unusual? I could kick you in the face. Start with that. Don't be overtly sexual, as I mentioned. What not to write, as released by Plenty of Fish. "Hello, would you tie a girl up with me?" was one question. forward. Can we start with coffee? You know what I mean? And hello, by the way, seems somewhat redundant. in that sentence. Hello, would you tie a girl up with me? I think I'm all right. Other questions not to ask. Do you like a well-endowed man? Well, you do seem to be a big penis. Would you please watch me doing things? Now, who's going to want that? Who's going to want that? And then, of course, the other thing to not do if you're internet dating, and good luck to you if you are, don't be persistent. You are, she says, advised to send a follow-up message if you haven't heard back. It shows you're actually interested. At the same time, know when to quit. Do not write things like, don't be shy, give me a try, and repeatedly send it. Really? Really? I like the way that ended with a rhyme, the sort of rhetoric that appeals to me. Don't be shy, give it a try. No, just die. So I put on Facebook earlier, what's the worst thing that someone has said to you to get you into bed, online or in person? I was interested. I'm always interested in bad chat-up lines, whether they be across the intertubes or in person. Jake said, someone once said to me, you remind me of my grandfather. Yeah, not really that sexy. Jan says, I love you. Oh, yeah, you don't want to be popping that little puppy out. Patricia says, the worst thing that someone ever said to me to get into bed, you need a massage. Oh, yeah, if you're going to say that, you've got to say like this. Oh, no, I think you need a massage. It's definitely not scary. And Erin says, is this actually for your radio show or are you just soliciting new material? Damn you! Damn you! All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to News Talk 1010. My name is Vinny.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Up on Facebook, what's the worst way that anyone's ever tried to lure you into bed? I suppose the question is, what's the worst chat-up line that anyone's ever used on you? And got some pretty good feedback. Fiona says, we'd make a really great kid together, said someone. She goes on to say, actually we did, and the kid was great looking, but we weren't a very long-lasting couple. So that actually worked. Someone came up and said, we'd make a good-looking kid together. This one comes in from Anonymous. If you are what you eat, I could be you by morning. Yeah, I don't know who has asked that. I know who asked it. Is it Mr. Ford? Whee! Are you free tonight or will it cost me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Isn't that a jovial way of saying, are you a prostitute and if so, can I pay you? That's horrible. Has anyone ever actually said that? Is it hot in here or is it just you? Says Devon. Nice. Oh, this has got to be the worst one ever. How was heaven when you left? Oh, shut up. Actually makes me angry just listening to that. How was heaven when you left? Sorry, do you mind if I bat you over the head with this cricket bat? How British. Baseball bat. All right. Finally going to finish up with this news. Gawker has published something. No, not that. It's published some Bush paintings. Two new paintings by former President George Bush have been published for the first time on Gawker. They give us a new window into the ongoing development of the tortured artist, or torture advocate. Bush, whose early work is included a nude portrait of himself. Do Google it, by the way. It's terrible. It's him in a shower looking weird and muscular. It looks a bit like Vladimir Putin went through that stage of, you know, riding horses with his top off and swimming and stuff, taking pictures of himself and making him look far more masculine than he actually did. This is like a painting version of that from an ex-president. But the new paintings published by George W. Bush, yes, George Bush, painting, have been put on Gawker. Painting one, two dogs relaxing on the grass. I'll describe it to you. One looks sort of coyly at the viewer while the other stares out of the frame. Its face perhaps reflecting shame. Together, they might be said to represent Bush's personality. Tense, ready for action, eager to please, reflective, shameful, and, you know, cognizant of damage done. Painting two, desperate brushstrokes to be assured it's a cat. Confident-looking cat, although it does look like he's got, I would say, probably a dislocated arm. It's pretty bad. I don't know why I thought Bush would be good. And Gawker have obviously put these posters up so people can mock him. And I say no, actually. I'm actually going to take George Bush's side for the first time in the history of my life At the end of the day, they're the only things that the man has ever done that make me like him. So keep painting, I say. Carter almost eliminated a deadly parasite from rural Africa. Clinton is trying to cure AIDS. But Bush is... He's painting a cracking pussy. Let's say that. Bush has been known to dabble in landscapes, as the people of Iraq know. Thank you very much for this evening. It's been a pleasure. And a very bizarre but interesting radio show. You can download it at vinniewhite.co.uk. I'll be back next week. Have yourself a beautiful week. Keep warm. Wrap up. See you later.